Hello, hello, and welcome back to Arthouse Garage, the snob-free film podcast where we make arthouse, indie, classic, and foreign cinema accessible to the masses. I'm your host, Andrew Swetman, and today we've got another bonus episode. We love talking about movies around here, and we also love supporting the local film scene here in Arkansas, where we're based. Today, we're previewing an exciting film festival, and it's free for Arkansans to attend this year, so you can't beat that. It is the Kaleidoscope LGBTQ+ Film Festival, and I couldn't be more excited to be joined today by the festival runners to give us all the information on how to attend and the exciting films they're showing this year. I was able to watch several films during last year's Kaleidoscope Festival, and they were all top-notch. Most of the features and short films they show each year are very new, featuring fresh, creative voices in queer cinema, and the lineup this year looks amazing as well. I am joined by Zach Baker and Cameron Vaughn. They program and run Kaleidoscope along with their team. Zach is also the executive director for Little Rock Pride. They came on the podcast last year to preview this festival, and I'm so thrilled to have them back again today. Zach Baker and Cameron Vaughn, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited that Kaleidoscope is coming up again in just a few days here. So this is the LGBTQ plus film festival. That's how many years running now?
This is our seventh year. Our second year doing it virtually. So we're excited for our seventh year here and ready to hit the ground running with another set of great films.
Yeah. So tell us about Kaleidoscope. If anyone listening is not familiar with what the festival is, what kind of films do you show and what's the focus?
Yeah. So we're a LGBTQ plus film festival right here in Central Arkansas. And our goal and mission is to show and share queer stories from all over the world. So really bringing in these queer stories from our rich and diverse community from all across the world and sharing those here and driving discussions around those films and bringing attention to some great films and stories that reflect our community and our audience. Yeah, so that's kind of a quick rundown of it.
Yeah, no, that's great. I was able to watch several things last year. I didn't get to watch everything I wanted to, but I was impressed just by how kind of the diversity of films that you brought in and some that, especially in the short films that I was able to see, it seemed like you can't see these anywhere else right now. And it was just a really great collection of stuff to kind of all get all through in one sitting. It was really, I really enjoyed the things that I watched last year. So the festival was virtual last year. It looks like that's the case again this year. Tell us about that decision and how do people tune in and how much does it cost and all that? How do we attend?
Yeah. So, and Zach, feel free to jump in here, but we are on Eventive platform and the cost this year is free. So that was something we kind of started last year and really liked that and just keeping those barriers to entry very low or as low as possible. So these films are free. You just have to register for each screening. So you will register for a ticket. But once you do that, there's no cost. Donations are always welcome to help kind of pay for these films. But there is no cost for those. And then you have, a couple of days to kind of get in there and watch your film, whichever films you want. And Zach, do you know what the good website is for that?
Yeah. So if you go to Cal, K-A-L 2021 dot Eventive, E-V-E-N-T-I-V-E .org. That will take you to the festival website. And from there, you can view the catalog of films. You can register for the films. You can donate if you want to donate. But all the information lives on that website.
That's great. And I've used Eventive for a handful of things now that so many things are virtual and it's really pretty straightforward. I really like the platform. You can, register on your phone and then watch it on your TV right away with your smart TV app. So it's
I was going to say that there's an app on your TV as well. So if you download the Eventive app on the TV, as long as you have the account created, once you register for the movies, you can pull those movies up on your TV and watch them that way as well. Really great feature.
Yeah, so many festivals are doing it now that I've noticed, I thought I was going to have to re-register my whole thing, but no, it's all one Eventive account for you. So it just shows up in your library once you've got it. So question on that. So is there a particular time for each film or is it, once you have this film unlocked, you have access to it just do this window of the whole festival?
So our films are available throughout the duration of the festival. So each film we did get the rights to show for all 4 days, Thursday through Sunday. So, great. You know, Zach, you may have to jump in here, but once you register for a film and you hit play, I think there is a window, you know, 24 hours or something that you do have to finish it. But all of the films are available through the duration of the festival. And one of the other things that we're really excited about on the virtual aspect is that it allows our audience to watch and enjoy these films from any corner of the state. You know, when it's in person, you are kind of limited to a region or, you know, to Central Arkansas, or people have to come to the location to view it. But this, with being virtual, people in Northwest Arkansas or in Hot Springs, Jonesboro, Pine Bluff, whatever corner of the state, they're able to log in and watch these films right from their home. So we're excited about that kind of being able to get that kind of access and then reduce those barriers with not charging for the tickets. But yes, all weekend long, Thursday through Sunday, all the films are available.
That's great. And it's making that access so easy, I think, is key. I think that's really cool that, you know, obviously in person is great for so many reasons, but there are so many pluses to the virtual as well. Well, let's talk about some of the movies. So I'm looking at the festival site now, and I see 8 features and a handful of shorts. Are there any features that you guys are most excited about?
Gosh, I'm really excited for this year's lineup, and I don't even know where to pick or start. You know, I guess if I have to pick one to start with, I Little Girl, I think, is just very relevant right now to kind of the political climate here in the state. So the film is about a 7-year-old girl named Sasha, who was born a male. And she is in the process of trying to go to dance classes, to school, and things like that. And her family is very supportive, but they're having to work with, you know, the schools and the ballet classes and the psychiatrists and things like this to try and help bridge that gap so that the school and those places will recognize her as a girl. So, that one I just feel like has a lot of relevance right now, especially with some of the legislation we've seen in the state. And so it's a really good, little picture of that. And it's set in France. It's really touching, and it allows you to kind of get into her mind, into her world, where she just, you know, she loves going to her ballet classes and she loves going to school and playing with her dolls and dresses and spending time with her family. She's just a normal kid. And so the problems and the conflicts that arise in her life stem from the adults. And so, again, I think it all just kind of, that one ties in really well right now with kind of where we are politically.
Absolutely. I think it is such a fraught time for trans issues here in Arkansas, and it's been rough, you know, even just following the news with everything that's happening. And, I think that's one of the things that I love about, you know, queer stories in cinema or in any art, but, you know, I love movies, but it's just you can hear arguments all day long, but when you experience an emotional story and kind of walk alongside a character going through something, it kind of can open your eyes in a new way, I think. Especially, you know, here in the South in Arkansas, there are sadly still a lot of spaces that are not inclusive and not affirming. And I think film is so powerful to be able to kind of help people just open their minds a little bit and kind of understand, give a more emotional understanding and not just a head knowledge about some of these things. So I think I'm just so excited the festival is here and for 7 years now. This film sounds like exactly what a lot of people in the state should see. And I'm excited to watch this one.
Yes, we're definitely excited about that one. And like you said, it's just, it puts a story to an issue. It's no longer just this, it brings it down. It brings it home, and it's you know, the story and the empathy, I think, go well together, and it tugs at the heartstrings. So hopefully, people will be a little more willing to open their hearts after sharing in some stories like that.
Any other features that you want to mention?
Yeah, I think, they're all so good. But one that I've really enjoyed and I'm excited to see again when we do the festival is Summertime. To me, I loved it. It's music, it's poetry, it's art. it's diversity, and it's all set out in LA, and it's the lives of these 25 young poets and artists, and they all collide and interact over the course of a summer. And so it's just really fun to see how interwoven it is, to see, and it's actually written by all of these artists. So that's almost all these little micro performances or performances from all these different artists are all tied together into a narrative. And it kind of, they bounce and collide into each other, the different artists and their performances. And then all those performances have a, have different statements, whether it's on, you know, whatever cultural issue at the time that whatever that artist is dealing with or struggling with or wanting to express. So I really enjoyed that one. And, you know, again, the music was great. The poetry's great. The visuals are great. It's just it's just a truly piece of art, and it's brought together by a bunch of artists. So that one's a real treat.
That sounds amazing, and I'm looking at the synopsis here too. I didn't realize, so I kind of had looked through these titles, but I didn't realize that Carlos Lopez Estrada is the director of this one. He also made Blindspotting, which I loved that movie a few years back, and it's similar. It's got art performances within the story. It's also kind of a police brutality story, and it's really moving. It's got David Diggs from Hamilton in that one, and it's really, really good. So I am on board for that, just seeing the director's name and that description. Yes. Sounds amazing. Yeah.
Yes, it's going to be really exciting, and I think it'll have a lot of kind of those similar elements in it as well, in terms of you know, the cultural issues and really expressing those through an artistic standpoint and through the artist's point of view. So so it really to me is a home run.
That sounds great. I was going to look through the only of these that I've seen before is one that I really love, and that is Y Tu Mama Tambien from Alfonso Cuarón. And that movie, I got it on my shelf over here. It's one of my favorites. I'm excited that that's playing the festival. It'll be fun to give me a good excuse to revisit that, because it's been a few years since I watched it. But that one's got, and so I noticed too, I think William from who works on the festival with you guys shared that there are two films featuring Gael Garcia Bernal, and I am obsessed with him. I think he's wonderful. What is the other film that stars him? I think it's Emma. Is that right?
Emma's great. I love Emma. It's one of the more interesting pieces. It's striking. The visuals are striking. The music is great. And I think if you could just get in this world and experience the world of Emma, you'll come away and you'll love it. So basically it's about, it follows this woman, Emma, and she has lost her son, and she will move heaven and earth to get him back into her life. And so it's kind of about her journey to bring him back into her life. So she's in the dance world, and she's married to her choreographer. And so they kind of have this relationship. And then in the process of pursuing her son, she explores other relationships around the city. And then it all kind of intertwines and comes together at the end, where she brings all these relationships together in order to kind of reach her goal. So it's definitely a very interesting film, but the music and the visuals are just breathtaking, and it's definitely a treat.
I'm excited to tune into that one. The visuals here on the poster and the images look really striking, so that should be a fun one.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about short films. So it looks like there's a handful on here. Are they organized into blocks like previous years?
Yes. This year, and the shorts were a little interesting. You know, because of the nature of moving our program up this year, you know, we just screened in November. And so with a quick turnaround, one of the things we found that was a little bit challenging with our shorts was that a lot of the films that are showing in the festival circuit this year, right now in the spring, you know, there's several of them that we showed in the fall. So so we were kind of in an interesting spot where, you know, we kind of leapfrogged some festivals, so to speak. Whatever came out late summer, early fall last year, we showed, and now they're still making the festival rounds this spring. So it was definitely a challenge, but we do have a really strong shorts block or shorts program, and we kind of broke those up into four blocks. So we have kind of a men's shorts, some women's shorts, people of color, and then trans shorts. So really excited about to be able to highlight all of those different areas and bring several great films with that.
That sounds great. I love short films because you can just back to back to back get a lot of different voices, and it feels like you really experience a lot of different things in a short amount of time. So I always love tuning into the shorts blocks. Well, great. So this is the Kaleidoscope Festival coming up on the 29th. That is this coming Thursday through May the 3rd, which is May the 2nd, which is Sunday. And I'm so excited. I hope listeners will tune in. It's free. You can't beat that. And if you feel so inclined, throw a few dollars their way too. I'm sure that would help. Any last thoughts before we wrap up?
Thank you so much for having us, and please check us out. Check these films out; they're great. I think you'll love them. You'll find one or two in there that'll really resonate and touch, hit home with you. And we're ready for another year. Ready to kick it off later this week.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining the podcast, and listeners, tune in, watch Kaleidoscope. All right, I'll talk to you guys soon. I hope to have you back, you know, before another festival. Well, we can just talk movies sometime.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
Big thanks again to Zach and Cameron for letting us know all about this year's Kaleidoscope. Again, that's April 29th through May 2nd, which is Thursday through Sunday of this week. It's all free and virtual, and the link to the festival website is in the show notes of this episode. I hope some listeners are able to tune in and catch a few films this weekend. I know I'm going to try to watch every bit of it if I can. And with that, thank you so much for listening to Arthouse Garage. We've got a few years worth of episodes now. You can hear all of those in your podcast app of choice. Our theme music is by composer Paul Hunefeld. Learn more at appallingproductions.com. If you want to support Arthouse Garage, you can leave a rating or review in your podcast app, or you can buy an Arthouse Garage t-shirt at arthousegarage.com/shop. Stay in the loop about Arthouse Garage and the films we're covering by subscribing to our email newsletter by going to arthousegarage.com/subscribe, or you can email me directly, andrew@arthousegarage.com. And of course, follow on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. Just search at Arthouse Garage in all those places, or find links in the show notes. And that will do it for this episode. Thank you again so much for listening. And until next time, keep it snob-free.